Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Wednesday, November 18th, 2015. And with me today, I have John Martellaro. I hope you're doing well, John.
Good morning. Yes, 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 yes.
Excellent. That's as it should be. Also, Adam Christensen from the MacCast. Really glad to have you here, Adam.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's great both of you guys are here. The reason I wanted both of you here today is so that since we all have an iPad Pro and we have all used various accessories, we can talk about those intelligently with our listeners today. So I think we should start with Apple Pencil because, Adam, you and I both managed to get a hold of one yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Rat.
The search and persistence paid off, I guess, is what it comes down to. Really, yes. I had sort of given up. So I had tried all last week pretty aggressively to try and get a hold of one and struck out constantly. And I kind of had resolved myself, but I had a meeting Tuesday morning, where I was going to be driving by an Apple store right around open time. And I thought, I'll just swing in on the odd chance and see what's going on. Got in, and the guy said, well, we haven't quite got our shipment yet, but we're expecting it any minute, and there should be some pencils in there. So I kind of hung around for 15 minutes, and sure enough, I went and got a Starbucks, came back, and he comes running out and says, the FedEx guy just got here. We've got a bunch in, and I was able to buy one. And
I'm green
with envy.
God,
it is. It should have been there day one from the very beginning.
Yes, it should have been there day one.
It's amazing.
My purchase experience was similar-ish. I had given up pretty much, but I was on my way to speak at the Denver Apple Pie user group last night. And so I stopped by the Boulder Apple store. They were out. When I asked them about just availability in general, because every time I call, you just get the generic Apple store line. Right. They would check and they tell me there's none available anywhere in Colorado. And then I even had someone tell me yesterday morning that Apple has stopped shipping them to the stores. You can only buy them online. And I'm like, really? Because I'm seeing people online right now saying shipments just came in and they got them. And she's like, no, that's not how it's working. Anyhow, so I went in the store and talked with the people, and they're like, no, we've been getting them in every couple days. So that really sucked and was disheartening because I realized I've been calling all this time, and the stores were getting them, but the retail line was telling me no.
Yeah, there was a lot of confusion. Yeah. They kept telling me to check the app, and the app was never updating, and I was hearing same thing, that stores were getting them in. The one good thing about my persistence and sort of my obsessiveness early on was I kind of learned some things about this launch and why people might be having some issues. And at least at the store that I go to, again, want to caveat this because this is the only store that I go to, two things happened. I started to get these hints when I went in there that maybe employees were buying them, because one guy said something to me when I asked about it that made it sound like it was, because he assured me they weren't in, basically, and then said, because had they been in, I would have bought one. I thought, oh, that's odd, because historically we've heard that Apple doesn't allow retail employees to buy stock, at least early on when quantities are short.
Right.
And I came back another time, and another rep at the same store said to me, oh, yeah, too bad you weren't here last night, because we got three in last night, but they were all bought by employees. One was my husband, you know, so it was sort of like, okay, that's pretty much confirmation, at least at this store. And, you know, who knows what Apple's policy is. And I kind of got frustrated and angry at first and then realized I don't know what Apple's policy for this launch is. You know, it may be legitimately fine for them to be doing that. I don't know. So I didn't want to jump to any conclusions. And it was only one store. I don't know if that's what's happening at every retail store. But the other thing is when I picked up when the pencils actually got in, the guy also did tell me that they had about 20 in, but that 12 were already allocated by business services. And I had heard from some of my other sources too, that business services, which is at Apple's retail stores, there's a business rep that works with local businesses in the area. who do like volume purchases of computers and things like that, and some more personalized kind of service. Those guys have apparently have the ability to kind of set aside stock. So some business customers have asked, hey, we need a bunch of pencils for our teams. Can you pull some aside? And so I guess 12 of those were already allocated too. So I think those two things together are leading to some of the early retail, you know, it's kind of luck of the draw. If you can get in there at the right time, when the shipment comes in and they don't have them all allocated out to business services, you may be able to find one in a retail store.
Adam, I just thought of something. So when you go into the Apple store and look at an iPad Pro on the table, there's no pen on a wire
no,
on the security cable.
No, there's an Apple Pencil sitting right beside it. You can play it.
It's just loose?
Yeah.
And they have a cool little like white tray that I want for my desk.
Oh, I want that
tray
too.
They need to sell
too.
Those.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like just a little.
Well, I was just thinking that it would be odd if so many Apple Store employees were buying iPad Pros and there was a demand for the pencils. And I was wondering if maybe they wanted to have a pencil in their pocket so that they could, you know, always demo an iPad Pro, but they may not buy one themselves.
No. They're actually,
they're buying iPad Pros. And then they're buying pencils to go with them.
Oh.
Yeah. What they might not be able to get this time around is a discount. Yeah. I'm guessing they have to buy them full retail because, again, historically what I've understood is Apple retail employees, when new products come out, like I know when the Apple Watch came out, they couldn't buy Apple Watches for quite a while. So
Now they can buy them half price.
Yeah.
Which is pretty nice. Yeah, and I know Apple employees can get iPad Pro at a discount because some have told me that they are really excited that the day is getting closer when they can finally start ordering theirs.
Right.
So yeah, so my guess is that the employees that have been picking them up early, they're just paying full price because they just want one like any other customer. Right. And if that's the case, okay, well, fine. They're paying full price. They're just another customer at that point.
Yeah. It just makes the inventory, you know, go a little bit quicker, and you know they're obviously right at the right place.
They are right place, right time.
That's good to hear that the
time
pencils are
when
flowing.
Inventory
it's good to hear that the pencils are flowing into the pipeline
up off the shelf.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and Apple. I mean, Apple's been saying order them online. It's just the problem is at this point, I think they're at a 3 to 4 week. Ship window or a five, 4 to 5
four
week.
To 5 week.
Yeah.
Adam, you're right. It's all about right place at the right time. I ended up stopping last night at the Flatiron Crossing Apple store as well. And I walked in and they had 5 Apple Pencils sitting out on a shelf. So I picked one up and I was so shocked that they were available that I didn't think to buy a couple more. Because I know other people that want them, and so I could have picked those pencils up for those people so they could get them sooner. But, at least now I know. So it's all about being at the right place at the right time. Now, I did also get, just related to Apple Pencil, an email from a listener this morning, Wilhelm. And Wilhelm wants to know exactly how does Apple Pencil work, because it's it's not a capacitive stylus like the other styluses that are on the market right now. So Wilhelm, the explanation is that there's a special sensor grid in the iPad Pro that's not in any other iOS device, and there are special matching sensors in the Apple Pencil. And it's that combination that makes Apple Pencil work. So that's also the part that lets you have the really good palm rejection. So there you go. That's your answer. It's a combination of sensors in the iPad Pro display and in the pencil itself. And also, thanks for writing in, Wilhelm, because that's really great. And now, hopefully, you have an answer that works for you.
Hey, Jeff, I have a note.
Okay.
I have one of these LinkTech electronic styluses, conventional stylus with a small tip and an electronic head.
Yes.
So that it simulates a larger regular stylus. And yes. It works on the – I just tested it, and it works on the iPad Pro as well.
Yes,
it seems
does.
To me like I have to add a little extra pressure than I'm used to, but it works.
What I found is that with all of the other styluses that I have tested that I had been using on my iPad Air, they all work fine.
Mm-hmm.
And the only issue that I've had, and I think it's just a software side thing. It turns out with the Adobe Ink, I'm having some palm rejection issues, but only in specific apps. So you know, that's a little bit annoying. But on the other hand, every stylus I have still works just fine. And that doesn't surprise me because your finger still works because there's that capacitive sensor layer in the display as well. So all those styluses that we've been using for years with our iPad Airs will continue to work.
Palm rejection is when you're using a drawing app and it senses that you've rested your palm on the display and tries not to treat it as an input.
That is correct. Yes, that's exactly what palm rejection is. And my experience so far with Apple Pencil is that the palm rejection is fantastic. Actually, so far it's been perfect for me. And that makes sense because when the Apple Pencil is in use, I'm assuming the iPad can then just disregard capacitive touch unless it senses a small area like a fingertip touch. Because you can use the stylus and your fingers at the same time. So anyhow, it's very clever the way that Apple did that. Now, we lost Adam, unfortunately, but sometimes technology doesn't work in our favor.
Well, let's move on to keyboards.
That's exactly what we're going to do. So you have the Logitech keyboard that's available in Apple stores.
Here's what happened. I have a lot to say about this. I tried out the Apple keyboard, the smart keyboard, and I decided that it was hardly any better than the Microsoft keyboard for the Surface Pro that I've tried. I don't like that kind of, you know, cardboardy like keyboard because I'm a touch typist. So I looked at the Logitech and I thought, oh, this is cool. And I tried it out and it felt a lot like my MacBook. It's not as good as the MacBook keyboard, but it's generally as good as the keyboards on the MacBook Air series. Mm-hmm. So it has a backlit keyboard and I thought, oh, well, this is cool. So I got it home and I discovered that while the keyboard is nice, the mechanics aren't so good. It's very, very hard for me to access the power button through the push-through section of the case and the volume up and down buttons. It was bad engineering, requires huge force. But worse, in clipping the iPad Pro into the case is tricky. You have to start on the camera side, insert it, and then you have to snap it in on the right side. And that goes pretty well, but snapping it out is hard, and it's problematic. It's not something that just happens. It's something you have to work at and push and wiggle, and I, you know, stressed my fingers pretty good trying to get it out the other day when I was in a hurry, and so I'm going to take it back, and I'm also going to talk to Logitech about it. I'm working with getting a meeting scheduled. I think this is a big problem with this keyboard, and so people should be aware of that problem. But the bigger issue is with an iPad Air, for example, you only use a keyboard when you really need to use a keyboard. And you can connect a Bluetooth keyboard, or you can use one of these fabulous bridge keyboards, and you can connect it all up and travel with it or work on a desktop, and everything's cool. But with the iPad Pro, the problem is even more, for me, distinct about when you attach a keyboard, how long the keyboard's going to stay attached, whether the keyboard gets in the way when you're trying to just use it as an iPad in your lap. Mm-hmm. And you have to think about seriously about what kind of keyboard you're going to buy in terms of when you're going to attach it, how you're going to use it, and when you're not going to have it attached. And perhaps the Apple Smart Keyboard solves that problem well because it gives you a keyboard when you need it, and it's thin and light and doesn't add a lot of weight and bulk, whereas the Logitech keyboard weighs as much as the iPad Pro itself and is very thick and adds a lot of bulk. So what I discovered around the house was that if you're going to set it up and use it with a keyboard and keep it there, it's fine. But if you're going to be taking it off and putting it on a lot, you got to think about what kind of keyboard you want and when you're going to use it and all that jazz. So that's something that I've come up with lately.
All right. So it sounds like you're kind of disappointed with the Logitech keyboard?
I am. As I said, I'm going to take it back and get a refund because I don't think it's a long-term solution for me. Pushing through the buttons and getting it removed is just too problematic and too difficult. So that's something to be aware of if you were thinking about it. I think there's plenty of future tech. And I know you showed me one from Zag that's not really a case, but it's a keyboard that you can use, but it's Bluetooth.
Yep. I'll talk about that one in a second. But since Adam's back,
there's lots of stuff coming. Oh, hey, Adam, welcome back.
My internet totally died.
I hate it when technology fails like that. So, Adam, what do you think about the Logitech iPad keyboard?
I like it a lot. I've talked about it a little bit. I think that if somebody wants a keyboard that feels like their MacBook keyboard, this is your best solution right now to use with the iPad Pro. I agree with that. I think John has just expressed are the volume control keys, the physical, the sort of, you know, push in on the physical buttons on the keyboard. They're pretty much useless. Luckily, though, you have on-screen, or, you know, on-keyboard controls for those, so just use those instead. So that's that big of an issue for me. I do agree that getting it in and out of the case is a hassle. It's not just a, you know, pop-out, pop-back-in kind of scenario.
Right, so
but I'm getting better at it. Apple's keyboard.
All right, and Adam, your internet connection is a crapshoot today. So, at least we can get the gist of what you're saying. So
am
there's
I cutting
that.
In and out? I hear you guys cutting in and out.
Yeah. Well, we will muddle through because
if you want to just edit.
Oh no, it's all good. We'll just muddle through. And every now and then our listeners get to see a little bit of behind the scenes when sometimes technology doesn't work well. All right, so I'll talk about Zag's Messenger Universal keyboard, which works with the iPad Pro and pretty much any other device that can accept a Bluetooth keyboard. It's not a case. It's a separate keyboard that has its own built-in cover so it can fold up and protect the keys. And while it's not a case, I'm still liking it. The keys feel really good, and I'm able to type pretty accurately with it. The trade-off is it's not a case. It's folded up the same size as an iPad Pro, and so it basically doubles your weight. And it's Bluetooth, so you have to make sure that you have it charged up to use it. But the keys feel nice. It has function keys built in, so you can control volume and stuff on your iPad Pro, and you can use it with other iPads. If you wanted to, you can even use it with your Mac. I don't know why I would want to do that, but it's technically possible. I could pair it with my iPhone if I wanted. It'll work with that too. So it's a nice keyboard. It feels good. It's just heavier. And for some people, it may not be what they're looking for, but if you want a really solid keyboard that you can use with more than just your iPad Pro, I think it's a nice option.
Jeff, I have the answer.
Okay.
What I want, here's my dream solution. What I want is a soft polymer wraparound case that just kind of snaps onto the back of the iPad Pro and protects it, a soft gel case with an opening for the magnetic section. And then a dock that rests on your table. And in my recent article about my weekend with the iPad Pro, I talked about how it wants its own space. So you have a dock that you just drop the iPad Pro into with a keyboard. And so you have a station at your desk, and it folds up for travel if you need to. But you have a place on your desk, and you have a protected iPad in case you drop it. And then you just drop the iPad into the dock, and you have an automatic connection to the keyboard on the desk. And you start typing. That's what I want.
You know someone's working on it right now.
I hope so. I got to talk to some people. Maybe I can inspire them.
Someone has to be working on that already. It's a great idea, and I love the idea of being able to have your iPad Pro as a portable system, but then also it can become almost a desktop workstation when you get home or back to the office.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, and I bet someone's working on it.
I hope so.
Okay, the other keyboard that we should at least mention is Apple's Smart Keyboard, which is the cover with the keyboard built in. And John, I know you're not fond of it. I actually really liked it. I thought it felt really nice, and it didn't add much weight or bulk to the iPad Pro. And I liked that when the case was folded up, you still had that slim profile for the iPad. But you know, it's like anything else. If the keys don't feel right to you, then it's just not a good keyboard for you. The thing that I see as an issue with Apple's keyboard is that you can't use that on your lap. It's just the way it lays out.
It falls overboard.
Yeah. It's just too narrow to make that work. So just keep that in mind if you're looking at that one. And all these keyboard covers that we've discussed today, they're all in the same price range, right around $150.
I have encouraged the Bridge company to create a beautiful aluminum keyboard for the iPad Pro. And then it would look just like it would look just like a MacBook Air then. And yet you have those soft rubbery hinges, and you drop your iPad Pro into the keyboard and it folds up, and you can hardly tell which side is the aluminum iPad Pro and which side is the base of the keyboard. And then it sits on your lap comfortably because it's well weighted. So we'll see if Bridge does something.
You know, it wouldn't surprise me if they're at least experimenting with ideas even as we speak.
I think so.
Is it clear if Apple's opening up the connector or not at this point to anybody other than, you know, Logitech, who they worked with?
Good question.
It's not clear, but I'm assuming that because Apple worked with Logitech, that they are willing to work with other companies too.
Sounds reasonable.
Yeah, let's hope so.
But yeah, but I am making an assumption there. So we'll see. If not, then everything else will just have to be Bluetooth keyboards, just like we've been using all along.
You know, this new system that Apple has where you just connect it and you're running, that is so cool. It makes you have, what would you call it, uncomfortable thoughts about using a Bluetooth. It's like, grr.
You know, I don't want you to elaborate on what those uncomfortable thoughts are.
Yeah, I know. That's why it's a G-rated show, folks.
That's right. And we're out of time, so we're going to have to wrap up now. And Adam, thank you for being here, even though you're having some technology issues.
I was.
But, you
sorry.
Know, but, I mean, what a trooper. When you dropped out of our show, you were frantically working on the back end, trying to figure out how to get your systems up and running so you could hop back in. That's pretty awesome. And John, thank you for being here.
I continue to fantasize.
That's okay. You just get on with your little fantasies there.
Right.
Bye-bye. Hey, Wilhelm, thanks for shooting me the question about how Apple Pencil actually works. And listeners, thank you for joining us today. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.